Welcome to the Employee Benefits Show. This is George Grombacher. Joining me this month is my good friend, Matt McKean, a branch manager with Academy Mortgage in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we are going to be talking about the steps to home ownership and providing you with practical, actionable, and understandable information. Let's get right into it. Matt, what do people need to know about this?
Well, it's a good question. It's a big topic. Home ownership. I think the main thing about home ownership is people need to go into it understanding what their needs in the property is going to be. So you've got millennials, they say, based on the data I've recently seen, about 53% of millennials now are homeowners, and 88% of the other 47% says they want to be homeowners.
Okay.
So number one thing is know what your needs in that property. How long do you think you're going to own it for? And then we can talk about debt and how to finance and how to acquire a home. But number one, why am I buying a home? Do I want to be a homeowner? Why? How long am I going to own this home for? That'd be number one.
Do you think that most people approach it that way?
I don't. I think most people, unfortunately, our culture's kind of pushed people towards emotional decisions as real estate markets have, you know, ebbed and flowed, and they've been pretty hot nationwide the last couple of years. A lot of people are making decisions based on scarcity. If I don't buy right now, I'm not going to be able to afford to buy. Home prices keep going up. What if interest rates keep going up? And that can prompt people into bad decisions.
I think that any time that we're faced with emotions, it does not necessarily lend itself to making good decisions. And when you start dealing with things like scarcity, you maybe will make a decision and make a purchase that you might regret down the road. And when you're actually in the home buying process and there's offers and counter offers, that will also be really, really emotional. So what would you say, or what would be your advice to people to avoid making an emotional decision?
First thing I would say is make sure you've got the financing in place. That's important. Make sure you're working with a quality licensed mortgage loan originator. Sounds like I'm giving a plug, but you want someone that's experienced that can really sit down separate from a real estate agent and guide you on what can you actually afford. I see people getting into home purchases where they're stretching, and the guidelines have gotten flexible again, let's just call it that. We're in our culture now allowing people to be able to take on even more debt than they were a few years ago, and that changed again as of the end of July. So I see people getting into situations where they could be stretching and really regretting that decision. You know, you take emotion out of it, then come the payments and all the other things that go along with home ownership.
So the first step is what our listeners and viewers might refer to as getting pre-qualified.
That's correct. So you reach out and you speak with a loan officer. You can find those people on the internet. A good real estate agent will typically have a close mortgage person that they recommend. And so 2 out of 3 home buyers in the U.S. end up using the loan officer recommended by the real estate agent, because the real estate agent has a vested interest in their people being taken care of, the transaction closing on time. And, you know, finding a lender online for a refinance, you know, where you're not in a tight time frame and all you're trying to do is save $40 a month maybe, that's different, very different than going into and getting pre-qualified, having a letter of commitment that says they're good to go and they can close in 30 days if needed.
Got it. So I want to circle back to what information that people should gather up in advance of sitting down with a loan officer. But when we talk about what you were just talking about, we got you qualified for $500,000, or we got you qualified for $1 million. That doesn't necessarily mean that people should buy a $500 or $1 million home. Just because you qualify for that doesn't mean that that's the amount of house that you should necessarily buy. And this is maybe more of a holistic financial conversation, but do you have thoughts on that?
Oh, I agree. So to kind of make that, put some numbers behind that, historically, you go back 20 years ago, the mortgage world allowed a borrower to take on debt with mortgage, another installment or credit card debt, revolving debt, of 36% of your gross income. That then went to 43 to 45%. And now Fannie Mae, as of a few days ago, has allowed it to go to 50%. So this is somewhat concerning to people who've been in the industry for a long time, that are we doing a wise, you know, fiduciary would be your term. Are we being responsible allowing someone to go into mortgage or other debt, which is 50% of their pre-tax monthly income, that does not factor in other debts like auto insurance, utilities, cell phone bill, internet, Obamacare, you know, or mandatory insurance costs that people have. So, yeah, having a good plan that really breaks it down and looks at disposable income, that's not being done by a lot of the mortgage and real estate people today. They're saying, you qualify for this, here's your letter, trust us, you can afford it. And then I think we've got some pain ahead for people that don't get good advice.
And what I will include in the notes of the show today is a breakdown, some rules of thumb for how much of your actual income is appropriate for housing versus other debts versus savings. I guess I'll include a budget guide, for lack of a better term. So that's always going to be dependent on your personal situation. But be very, very cognizant and mindful that, again, just because you qualify for a certain amount of money does not mean that that's the amount that you should use to purchase a home. So when somebody is, a couple of things, how far in advance should people get pre-qualified? If my wife and I are thinking we'd like to buy a home, is there a perfect amount of time that I should come to see?
Yesterday. you should start the process as early as possible. And a good seasoned loan mortgage professional, they're not going to say, to come talk to me in a year. What they'll do is help you look at a forward plan. It might be 12 months out, it might be 18 months out, and they may give you really good advice. Hey, based upon where your credit's at, if you did these few things, this would improve your credit score. It would allow you to borrow at a cheaper interest rate, or help you understand different loan programs that you can plan around for down payment and different financing options. So if you wait until the last minute, hey, our lease is up next month, maybe we should buy a home. You know what I mean? It's not prudent thinking. So I'd say as early as possible. There's no harm. You know, a seasoned professional is not going to charge you an interview fee or by the hour. They're typically going to pull your credit, run your credit for free, and build a plan for you well in advance. So I'd say as soon as you think about doing it, there's no harm in finding out.
Got it. And what information do people need to have prepared to have an impactful use of their time with a mortgage professional?
Well, you start with your third grade report card.
Okay, number one.
That's important. Class picture from seventh grade. Here's an easy acronym to remember, is just remember the CIA, okay, which maybe sounds a little intrusive, but the borrower's going to really have three areas: their credit, their income, and their assets. So you've got to have income typically for 2 years that's stable, likely to continue, that's verifiable. And then you've got to have assets. Are you making a down payment? Where's that down payment coming from? May there be a gift from a family needed? And a mortgage professional is going to walk you through all that. So they're going to profile your credit for you, help you determine what income documents are needed. Interestingly enough, for people that work for bigger employers, we're starting to use a lot of artificial intelligence now. We actually, about 20% of our loans are seeing where we run it through our underwriting engine, and it says, you're approved, we need nothing. And what it does is electronically goes out and accesses the large employer's work database and their work records, accesses their tax records through IRS electronically, and accesses their assets through the bank accounts listed. And so it's about 20% of our transactions now are going through that. We call it day one certainty.
Okay.
And it's done. Nice for the client.
Yeah. No question about that. Do you have thoughts on, and I'm sure that you do, is there a rule of thumb, or do you have thoughts on how much somebody should use for a down payment?
Yeah. Depends on the type of loan. So first-time home buyers, and a first-time home buyer is defined in our industry as someone who hasn't owned a home in 3 years.
Okay.
So that's what Fannie Mae, you know, uses. Someone hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years. I jokingly call them, you know, sometimes second-time first-time home buyers. You know, so someone owned a home years ago and is ready to buy again. So there's different loan products. Typically with government financing, FHA, you can get in with as little as 3.5% down. A veteran can get in with zero down. It's the most attractive loan product there is for veterans, and it's part of their reward by the VA for serving the country. And that's a very attractive loan product. And then conventional loans from 5 to 20% down, a little bit more if someone's buying an investment property, but that's a different discussion typically.
Got it. Wonderful.
I will say there are some down payment assistance programs. I have my own opinion about those. You know, most companies like mine has done a lot of that business, but I think they, the real estate agents will use terminology, oh, I can get you free money. Well, you know, is there anything ever free? They come at higher interest rates, and they could come at the cost of prematurely putting someone into a home or a home loan that wasn't ready because they hadn't developed the ability to save and the responsibility that goes along with that.
Sure.
So.
Okay, excellent. Who else should be involved in this process? Just in general, that they should find a real estate agent, or this is something that if they're thinking about buying a home, they don't have an agent yet, this is something that a loan officer yourself could help them connect with a real estate agent. Are there other professionals that you recommend that they talk to?
If they have a financial planner, the financial planner may have a mortgage person that they refer to, and they've got a good, that's a good place because they have, are working with someone that's professional. They know they both have the client's interest in mind. You know, the best place is to get a referral. You know, there are some reputable companies out there, but dealing with someone over the internet that's in another state that doesn't know the market you're in or doesn't know the local real estate climate, that can affect someone's offer getting accepted. So we're a large lender, we're one of the largest lenders in our state. So let's say someone goes out in a competitive situation and they're ready to buy and they have a pre-approval letter. When they go to write a contract and make an offer on a property, that listing agent's gonna require a pre-approval letter from the lender. And we find that our company's name carries the weight versus you're using XYZ lender in Connecticut that nobody's ever heard of. All things being equal, the listing agent, the seller's gonna take the offer from the more reputable lender.
Interesting, got it. So how do we get started with this and how much does it cost?
Well, there's typically not a cost for getting pre-qualified.
Okay.
So that's absolutely free. The lender will, some of the banks may charge application fees, but typically the mortgage bankers like our company, Academy, that's not what we do. We front the cost for electronic underwriting and pre-approval and credit report fees. And we're really acting on behalf of the client. So we don't really get paid until there's a closed transaction. So we're going to do what we can to help move the client from interest level all the way to buying a property.
Okay, so they reach out to you, they send you an email and say, hey Matt, it's George Grumbacher.
It's that easy.
My wife and I are thinking about buying a home. Can we find a time to get together with you?
It's that easy.
Okay.
It's that easy. Hey, you were recommended to me. We'd like to talk about, you know, home financing. It's really that simple. And a good lender will, you know, initially initiate it over the phone typically in the first 15 to 20 minutes of discovery. It can all be done over the phone. And then if it's a first-time home buyer or sophisticated transaction, most lenders will want to sit down. It's a big decision. And so the people that, oh, we can just do this all over the phone and via fax or email, you know, I find, you know, who else makes a $400,000 purchase that way? Hey, I saw this on the internet.
It's a good point.
And you just, you know, send me over the paperwork and I'll buy it. So if I always tell people if they're too busy to meet with the loan officer and they buy a home every 7 or 10 years, but most people aren't too busy to meet with their accountant once a year. So the biggest debt they ever may ever take on, you really don't want to sit down. Okay. You really don't want to go through the details on this.
It's not taking 30 minutes.
You want to read this, you know, while the TV's on in the background at home. Okay.
Right.
Is that helpful?
Very, 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 very much. So when you are considering purchasing a home, find out, go through your budget, find out how much money that you feel like you want to take on in a monthly payment, and that will then back into how big of a mortgage. Talk to Matt McKean or somebody that is a professional in the industry that will get you pre-qualified, and work with your real estate agent, get out there and start seeing some homes, and do not react emotionally during this process, which is probably impossible.
Yeah, there's one. One of the things we're seeing in a market like ours is there's limited amount of inventory. Homes are selling quickly. We have 11% less homes on the market than we did a year ago. That's risen the cost of entry-level homes. There's a lot of demand. And so people, I found one. I'm going to get an offer on it. And I laugh. I'm like, you know, you're going to buy a $250,000 home just because you found one. And it may not be everything you wanted.
Right.
Imagine walking onto a car dealer lot and they got a vehicle and it's $100,000, and they go, you know, I want it black. Well, all we have it in is stick around brown. We got it and with bad rims. Do you mind $100,000? Is that okay? All right, if that's all you got. No one would do that.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Excellent. Matt, where can people learn more about you?
They can certainly give me a call. Call me direct. My office in Scottsdale, 480-825-7726, 480-825-7726, or they can email me, matt.mckean@academymortgage.com.
Excellent. And that information will be in the notes of the show as well.
And I'm happy to make a referral. If they're in a different state or somewhere else and they need a referral, I mean, I can find someone. I've been in the industry a long time. I know people all over. So
excellent. In addition, click contact us in the show notes and we will get you any information that you need, get you information on setting up the budget that we talked about initially. So whatever you need to take action. And appreciate you tuning in. Make it a great day.